Equipping for Life. It's a great way to think about parenting, and Doctors Andreas and Margaret Kostenberger have tried to work out that idea in their own parenting and in their book, Equipping for Life, a guide for new, aspiring, and struggling parents. I'm Fred Zaspel for TGC Learn, and for this course, I'll be asking the Kostenbergers to lead us through their book. You'll definitely want to get a copy of the book yourself to follow along. But we'll begin now with the big picture, the overview of it, and then focus in on their work chapter by chapter. Andreas, Margaret, welcome. Thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
Okay, tell us a bit about your family and about your parenting journey and why you wrote Equipping for Life.
Okay, well, we've been married for about 30 years now, coming up on 30 years, and we have four children, two boys and two girls, so a little bit about our family. One is graduated from college and is working now, the other one in grad school, one in college still, and another in high school. So that's the stage we're at with our parenting. And so we know we haven't done everything perfectly, but we feel like we've got enough parenting experience to kind of share what we've learned. And we wrote this book basically out of a burden to equip the next generation. So young couples, as they start a family, where they already have small children. And we're thinking also that the book could be helpful for parents like as they mentor their adult children in their parenting journey.
What is distinctive about your book, and how is your book different from the many other parenting books on the market?
That's a great question, because as you know, there are tons of parenting books on the market, both Christian and non-Christian. We've read quite a few of them ourselves over the years. But in terms of what's distinctive about our book, I would say first, it was written not just by a man or a woman individually or separately, but by both of us, a married couple. We're both theologians and parents. I'm a professor of New Testament and biblical theology. I've written rather widely on various issues related to biblical manhood and womanhood and the roles of men and women in the church and the home.
Yeah, and I've been directing women's programs and mentoring at a seminary as well. So we've already written a book, which is kind of foundational for the topic of parenting in terms of man and woman. It's called God's Design for Man and Woman, which we use in a seminary setting to mentor students. I specifically mentor women. Andreas is teaching both men and women. So we use that book in that setting. But God's Design for Man and Woman, this book, is foundational to the book that we're talking about today.
That's right. And so we look at Equipping for Life as a sort of sequel that zeroes in more specifically on parenting. As we say at the beginning of that book, we aim to be biblically based, theologically grounded, and missionally oriented. Let me explain each of those three briefly, because I think those are what makes our book particularly distinctive. What we mean by biblically based is that we're committed Christians who believe in the Bible's authority for all of life, including how we raise our children. And so we first look to Scripture to instruct us what God's plan is for us as parents. By theologically grounded, we mean that we reflect theologically on the parenting task. In other words, parenting comes from the God who created us in his image, in his likeness, who himself is called Father in Scripture, and who relates to Jesus Christ as his Son, which is why we discuss the fatherhood of God in relation to parenting early on in the book. And finally, by missionally oriented, we mean that we conceive of parenting as a whole, holistically and comprehensively, in view of the goal of parenting, which is to equip a young person for life, hence the title, Equipping for Life. So the question there would be, what is the calling that God has given to our sons and daughters, and how as parents can we best equip them for their life mission?
Yeah, we want to help our children and encourage young parents to equip their children over the lifespan of parenting to find out and pursue their callings with all their hearts, minds, and strength and soul, all for the glory of God. And of course, we're aware that we haven't always done a perfect job at this ourselves, but we believe that this is a high and noble goal for all of us as parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what caught my attention first about the book you guys wrote, before I even started looking through it myself. There are other books on parenting, and there are other good books on parenting, but it's not often you come across one that where you know that the authors have sought to think deeply in Scripture and theologically how it's going to work out. I think you are offering something very helpful here. All right, you say in your subtitle that your book is for the new, aspiring, and struggling parent. How can each of these groups benefit from reading your book?
Yeah, good question. I remember when we had our first child and then our second and so on to our fourth. And throughout that process of parenting, we desperately looked for and craved mentoring and parenting advice. So we're aware of those types of experiences, and we know that as a young parent, you can live very much in the moment and stumble from stage to stage, possibly, and go through it as best you can, from birth to, you know, the child's infancy, through the toddler years, etc. So we think, just as we needed it, we see that other new parents can really benefit from thinking of their role as parents in the bigger scheme of things, all the way from raising them to adulthood. So new parents probably could benefit from our book primarily in that they'll be able to reflect on what lies ahead in the future and in the more distant future and so on to get a perspective of what the overall parenting responsibility is all about.
Yeah, I think another group that can benefit from our book other than new parents would be those who are still aspiring parents, because in our book we try to cast a vision for what lies ahead. If you're a young couple planning to get married and you're planning your future together, including starting a family, I think the book could be very useful as one of the books. A young couple reads together chapter by chapter in premarital counseling or on their own, and then discuss together their discussion questions at the end of every chapter.
Yeah, so incidentally, Andreas and I have also written, this is now Andreas. He's written a very thorough book called God, Marriage, and Family, which you may recall.
Yes.
Gives a survey of many issues related to marriage and family. It's also abridged in a smaller book as Marriage and the Family. That can also serve as a helpful complement to parents. In the book, he discusses God's plan for marriage and family in quite a thorough way and touches on many other rich issues such as contraception and adoption and parenting, too. So, you know, that book has been widely used in seminary counseling classes. I just wanted to
yes,
add that.
Definitely. Excellent.
Right. Okay, well, getting back to our book for today, I think the third group that can benefit is struggling parents. And aren't we all struggling as parents in a variety of ways? None of us has all the answers. And I think one reason why that is because parenting, as certainly I've found out over the years, is very complex. Every child is different. And as Margaret mentioned, we have four of them. And as we discuss in our book, parenting is done by sinners, on sinners. It involves spiritual warfare and is carried on in an imperfect world. So we found that parenting is all about making adjustments along the way and learning from others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've also found that it's hard to give parenting the attention it needs, you know, the undivided attention it deserves, because most of us are super busy and we struggle to make it through the day often even. But our children are so precious, and being a parent is such a, you know, sacred task. It deserves our very best. And so whether you're a new and aspiring, or you're struggling, or even if you're a mature parent trying to mentor and guide the next generation, we hope that you'll benefit, you know, from our book, Equipping for Life.
Oh, this is good. My wife and I often would have discussions together, very often when our children were young. How are we doing? How are they doing? Are they where they need to be? And we often thought that we need to talk more to successful parents, parents who have done it well, parents who have put in good thinking. And I look forward to working through each of these chapters with you. I think this will be very helpful for us. We'll pick up on chapter one next. We'll talk to you then.